This is Patrick Smith welcoming you to the 360th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday the 6th of September 2023. The news editor this month is Jenny Coleman, and the news recording engineer is Trevor Williams, who is also responsible for this month's USB stick production and the website entry. This month's magazine section has been edited and produced by Peter Gibson and includes selections from the Talking News Federation's Soundings website, chosen by Paul Suthers. The first magazine item is the usual quiz from John Hodgson, followed by Info Shorts number 34 from TNF Soundings. John then interviews keen cyclist Brian Hodgkinson in a piece entitled On Your Bike. And still on the transport theme, we hear about easier bus travel. The U3A guest speaker report is read this month by Kevin Emmett, who has stepped in to cover for Jonathan Ryland, who's out of action due to problems with his recording equipment. We're then bringing you two more items from the TNF Soundings website: Managing the Emotional Effects of Sight Loss and an audio-described canal walk. After that, Sylvia Hartley reads another of her creative writing group monologues, and this one's called Conflagration. Next, we hear about some top visually impaired athletes who've been competing in Birmingham. And then John Hodgson interviews local man Paul Chaff about his work as an illustrator. Finally, we have another edition of Info Shorts, number 35 this time, before John returns to finish the magazine section with the answers to this month's quiz. Please note that in order to be certain of receiving next month's edition of the Talking Newspaper, you need to get your pouch back in the post to us by Tuesday the 3rd of October. But now it's time for the news. And the readers this month are Kate Evans, Joe Platt has sadly had to pull out due to COVID symptoms, so once more unto the breach, dear friends, comes Jenny Coleman to take over, and Christine Williams and me, Patrick Smith. So now, over to Christine for the first item.
Thank you.